This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1289. When your career sucks, you can fix it. Part 2 by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. And my name is Dan, and I'm your host and narrator here on OWD. I'm here with you every single day of the year reading from these great blogs that cover work-life balance, productivity, and so much more. And today I'm going to jump right back into the article that I started yesterday. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, I would recommend going back and checking that out first. That's episode 1288. But if you're all caught up, let's hear the rest of Carl's thoughts about fixing your career as we optimize your life. When your career sucks, you can fix it. Part 2 by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. I realized that there wasn't one job out there that was able to satisfy my needs. I am building on my career to get where I want to go. I looked at my list and tried to figure out what niche would best fit my talents. I pictured myself in a whole mess of careers: advertising, copywriter, freelancer, massage therapist, chiropractor, poet, school counselor, artist, teacher, and novelist. None of them seemed practical and a solid fit for me. I knew that I wanted to write, but wasn't sure what niche. I also knew that I wanted to speak and engage the public. The more that I kept coming back to my desires, my career came into focus. That's why I started Work Happy Now, my fifth blog. It fit with my degree, business and marketing, my passions, writing and public speaking, and it also satisfied the most crucial need for me, the ability to be creative. Practicing this work on the side makes my day job easier to go to each morning. I know that I'm building toward a greater goal. Building your skills. I'm currently working for a company, but I'm also gaining valuable experience to build on my career foundation. I speak to various schools about financial literacy. That's public speaking. I create PR for my company. That's refining my business writing. And I get to design brochures and web banners for the website. That's creative. When you can find ways to increase your skills at your present job, then it will become more enjoyable. You must create opportunity to help see greater possibility. That may mean doing work outside of your job details, but that's how you get ahead. Try building on your career foundation by doing the following. 1. Asking a coworker if they need help on a project. 2. Asking your boss's advice on a report. 3. Asking your boss for a specific project that interests you. Or 4. Develop a project that you think will help the company, and when it's got some substance, pitch it to your boss. You have to create opportunities. Pride plus passion equals success. Being good at a job takes pride. We have to care about the outcome, or we are never going to double-check our reports or follow up with that annoying customer. It's harder to care about work that is monotonous. If you can't find a reason to care about the outcome of your work, then it's up to you to take control and find out what you really need to feel successful. You have to ask yourself why you either lost or never had pride in your job. If it's fear, then it's your fault. If you are bored, then it's also your fault. I'm going to be honest, you are the reason that you are in this position. It's really up to you to release that fear and do what gives you the best odds to be happy. Find a career that fulfills your dreams. Look at your list of emotional needs and find the theme that emerges. Every list has a theme, and yours will help lead you to the career that will build energy instead of sucking it away from you. Down deep, you probably have some idea of your dream job. It's your fear that keeps you from pursuing this career. The easiest way to release this fear is to imagine yourself doing what you love. Allow yourself to feel these emotions. Let them build passion. Visualization is a great technique to build motivation, but you must also act on these feelings to encourage change. If you want to change career paths, then start taking little steps toward that goal. Talk to people who have a similar career and find out how they created their path. Go to night school, create a website, join a club, or join a network online. Every time you add new tools to your skill set, your fear will likely regress. Start small and keep on taking baby steps. If you only have a general idea of what you would love to do, then create a list of steps to accomplish. As you mark off your progress, your confidence will grow and the apprehension will wither away. Before you even reach your dream career, you'll be enjoying the foundation that will make it happen. That's what it means to work happy now. You have to appease the present you to keep yourself motivated to improve your career. So go take a baby step and surround yourself in an environment that will make you happy. If you like to organize, then join a club and make contacts. If you love writing, then create a blog. If you like sports, then volunteer at your local college and start making contacts that will help you develop this passion. Your skills will take time to build, but I promise if you stick with it, you'll see progress. You'll slowly add new friends in the industry. These new friends may one day help you find a job that will make your dream career a reality. Now, go get started and add a new skill to your foundation and see what happens. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, When Your Career Sucks, You Can Fix It, by Carl Stabe of DigToFly.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you so much to Carl for this two-parter that I'm wrapping up today. And in addition to all the info I gave you about him yesterday, I should also mention that as a speaker, Carl has spoken to thousands of people all over the world, and he's also spoken at Fortune 500 companies about using their struggles and turning them into stepping stones. His passion for improving the mindset has no bounds, and if you bring him in for your event, he promises that you'll get someone who not only gives science-based advice, but an engaging speaker who captivates his audience. Carl's main topics include the Dig to Fly method, digging into team struggles to uncover the opportunities, and building a resilient mindset so you can bounce back from failure. He insists that when you dig deep, that's how you learn to help yourself and others fly. And again, please do check out Carl's website to show him some support. That is digtofly.com. And that's going to do it for today. Hope you'll be back again with me tomorrow, where I'll have another post and where your optimal life awaits.